Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1509. Why am I sore after my workout? By Riley Pierce of freeformfitness.ca. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, welcome to a Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. Remember, this is one of just a few podcasts in the world where blogs are read to you for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. But on this show, you get the added bonus of hearing my commentary at the end. Oh, and another bonus, on Fridays, I answer your questions. Don't forget, you can email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. But with that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Why am I sore after my workout? By Riley Pierce of freeformfitness.ca. Here's a fitness myth that needs to be corrected. Feeling sore after a workout is normal. Let us tell you, it is not. Some soreness can be expected from a tough workout. However, it is not normal to feel so sore that you cannot walk properly. When you push your body to do a difficult workout, you cause small tears in the muscles. This is normal. However, too much of a normal can become a bad thing. In the following article, we will explain why you feel so sore after your workout and how you can decrease the chances of you feeling that in the future. Remember, muscle soreness does not equal good workout. Why do you feel so sore after your workout? As we just mentioned, some soreness after a workout can be normal. When you do resistance training, you cause micro tears in the muscles. In a normal case, the body begins to repair these micro tears shortly after your workout is finished. This repair job is what makes you stronger for the next workout. By laying down new material, the body is adapting and making itself stronger, so that it experiences fewer muscle tears the next time. In order to rebuild the muscles, the body needs you to provide it with additional tools and materials. This is why recovery is so important, and why you will always hear your trainer emphasizing the importance of proper recovery. We'll get into that in the next section. The reason you feel exceptionally sore after a workout is due to delayed onset muscle soreness, or DOMS. Delayed onset muscle soreness, or DOMS, is brought on by overtraining or doing unfamiliar exercises and under-delivering on those precious recovery materials. These micro tears are so extensive that the body simply does not have the resources to rebuild the muscles. So, what do you end up with? Lots of inflammation and an inability to use those muscles and the surrounding joints properly. Delayed onset muscle soreness typically reaches its peak around 48 to 72 hours. So, if you had planned another workout 2 or 3 days later, chances are you're not going to make it, and you shouldn't. If you do not let your muscles properly heal, you could end up with lasting damage to the muscles and compensation patterns, which will affect your muscle balance across the body. So, how can you prevent it? How to prevent delayed onset muscle soreness? If the cause of delayed onset muscle soreness is overtraining and poor recovery, then the best way to prevent it is to be more intentional about how you're training. This is not just something that people like you deal with either. Athletes also experience delayed onset muscle soreness after returning from the off-season. However, their coaches are there to make sure they manage the intensity of those first few workouts. 1. Ease yourself back into training. With that in mind, The first strategy to decrease the risk of delayed onset muscle soreness is to ease back into your training. If you haven't done resistance training during the lockdowns, then we recommend starting with bodyweight movements and only a few sets of each exercise. Be sure to spread out your workouts so you have time to recover and try an upper and lower body split if you plan on working out two or more times per week. 2. Get serious about your recovery. We have mentioned a few times now that if your body does not have enough of the tools and materials to rebuild the muscles, then the soreness will be worse. Recovery is an integrated set of activities. You'll need to make sure you're eating enough protein, drinking enough water, doing light stretching, and incorporating active rest into your rest days. And of course, getting proper rest. If you can master these, your body will thank you by keeping the soreness to a manageable level. 3. Get a professional to help you with your training and recovery plan. The best way to ensure you are not overdoing it is to be like the athletes and get yourself a coach. A good and certified personal trainer will know that someone who is new to training or hasn't trained in a while will experience some soreness after a light bout of resistance training. With this in mind, they'll plan the workout accordingly and provide you with a number of recovery strategies that will suit you and your lifestyle. Summary: delayed onset muscle soreness is a common injury that occurs after doing unfamiliar or overly intense exercise. This leads to intense pain in the trained muscles and typically reaches its peak soreness around 48 to 72 hours after training. The best way to prevent or decrease delayed onset muscle soreness is to manage your training intensity and focus on appropriate recovery strategies. If you are unsure about the level of intensity you should be training at or how to properly recover, hiring a certified personal trainer is your best option to learn quickly and avoid a painful trial and error period. You just listened to the post titled, "Why Am I So Sore After My Workout?" by Riley Pierce of freeformfitness.ca. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped. Streaming June 4th. Only on Hulu.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Have you ever experienced this? You finish a tough workout, and you feel pretty okay. You're definitely winded, but you're still able to walk. Smash cut to 3 days later. Your alarm goes off in the morning. You try and get up, but your body feels like it was just run over by a truck. Every muscle hurts. That's delayed onset muscle soreness. And researchers have discovered that the longer it takes for that soreness to kick in after the workout, the more muscle tears there are. And I know it seems like a good idea to lay in bed all day to let your body heal. That's actually the last thing you want to do. Instead, as today's author Riley mentioned, get up and try and move a little bit through some gentle movements. For example, it could be a very light walk around the neighborhood or some very gentle stretching. The advantage to doing this is that by moving these sore muscles or gently stretching them, you force the body to send oxygen and nutrient-rich blood to those muscles. More oxygen and nutrients mean the muscles will repair faster. Yes, it will feel uncomfortable to move those muscles, but hopefully you won't feel that soreness for longer than you have to. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for being a subscriber. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.